Welcome to another episode of the Hospitality Mentor Podcast. And listeners, viewers, I'm excited for another random show. I actually felt good about it last week. We put out our first random show where we talked about a bunch of different topics, and I couldn't believe how many of you liked it, downloaded it, and commented. So I appreciate it very much. I guess I'm going to have to do some more of these because I enjoy doing it. I don't need to have a guest every single time. And it also helps me because I have so many cool things I do want to talk about with you. So let's get into today's show, where we're going to be talking about Miami Beach, the Brightline train, and traveling to Disney. But before we do that, I've got to talk about our sponsor. I always appreciate our sponsor, Lodgify. If you're running a vacation rental company or short-term rental company, you need to be working with Lodgify, where you can do less managing and more hosting and really taking care of the guests. Their vacation rental software syncs your calendars, powers direct bookings, and automates guest communication all in one place. And what's better than that? And as a viewer and listener of the show, you get to get 60% off now by using promo code THM60. And that's promo code THM60. Make sure to check out Lodgify.com. All right, Lodgify, appreciate you being a sponsor of the show. They've been the main sponsor all year long. Thank you. All right, so let's get into this. You know, we can talk some multi-generational travel because this weekend we started in Miami Beach. It was my dad's birthday, my kids, my parents, my brother, his wife. We all did a little staycation at the Marriott Stanton on South Beach, which is a sneaky good hotel. So if you haven't been there or checked it out, make sure to do it. It's in the South of Fifth neighborhood of Miami Beach. And a little known fact, they've got a fantastic restaurant there. That's actually a Michelin star winning restaurant called The Den. It's inside the Azabu restaurant, which is also a great spot for a drink and some food. Marriott Stanton is run by my friend, the general manager, Michael, does a great job there. And he really took care of us. I got to say, when we checked into the room, my kids got these welcome backpacks that Marriott has for their Bonvoy members and was not expecting anything. That just was really well done. They had beach toys in it, water bottles, things that we're actually using today. The kids are. We've been gone for, you know, a week. So they did a great job there. And, you know, we spent the day on the sands of South Beach. It was a beautiful day, a hot day, but we got our beach chairs out there. The service team, which I want to give them a shout out, because if you have never done this, I worked on the pool and beach deck. It is so hot out there in July and August and September. A big shout out to them because they have hundreds of beach chairs, people looking for food and drinks, and they got to walk a long way from the kitchen at all the hotels on Miami Beach. And so sometimes you get food delays and things don't go right, but they really made us felt taken care of. Even if there was food delays and drink delays, they really were very nice and made it all worthwhile. And we created some memories out there on the beach. I guess it's one of those hospitality lessons. It's, you know, I always say guests forgive delays, but when they feel acknowledged and seen and cared for, they'll be okay. It's when they feel ignored and no one's coming to check on them or give them any updates is when you start getting those problems and complaints and bad reviews that we all don't want. So a great stay there. Again, make sure to check out Marriott Stanton Hotel, a really good place to hang out. Even as a local, it's one of my favorite places just to hang out. They have a Starbucks that's right there in the hotel, right on the corner next to a public park. And you can sit outside on the patio, especially in the morning before the sun starts hitting down, and you just kind of people watch and hear the birds chirping, and it's not crazy or crowded. So great job to them. And then that night, that Saturday night, we went over to my old stomping grounds, to the Loews Miami Beach Hotel. And they also have a fantastic restaurant. It's not what you expect. They got Rao's and they have Bar Collins and they have, you know, their pool restaurant, Nautilus, and great coffee shop, all these great things. I worked there for so long, I always give them a shout out. But my new favorite thing that they have there is called the Sushi Bar. And it's right in Bar Collins and it has its own separate menu. And what they have is a secret weapon. They have what I consider the best sushi chef in the city and probably the best sushi around, made by my friend Chef Khalil. If you have a chance and he's working and you get to have his food, you'll be blown away. So I always tell all my friends to go there, sit at the bar with him, get some hand rolls from him, see what the specials of the day are, because he really makes you feel welcome when he's sitting and working in front of you. And he has some of the best quality ingredients. and most important part is delicious, right? I get to dine all over the country and cities. And, you know, I worked at Nobu restaurant or Nobu hotels and got to eat at Nobu restaurant all the time. This is my favorite sushi in all of Miami. So go see Chef Khalil. But it just shows you, you know, that the great hotels, they may have all these restaurants and places, but some of those small like corner nooks and crannies that you can get into where you have a delicious meal. But it was really fun being able to kind of just have a great South Beach weekend. And then we surprised my kids. And the way we did this was telling them, all right, we're just going to get on the Brightline train and go to Fort Lauderdale. And we ended up taking the Brightline train, which is run by a former guest of this podcast, CEO Patrick Goddard. It's probably the best train in the country. It's the example a lot of people use. We took the Brightline up to Orlando from Miami and went to Disney for the weekend, or for that Monday and Tuesday with the kids. But before I talk about that hotel, I want to talk about the Brightline, because if you've never done it, I've driven from Miami to Orlando a bunch of times to go to the theme parks, and sometimes it's easy and there's no issues. There's just a lot of different things going on when you're traveling as a group. And the Brightline really makes it easy, because you get on the train, you have your assigned seats, they serve food, you got the bathrooms on the train, you can walk around, you don't need to sit in your seat, and it just makes the time go by very quickly. And most importantly, if you have to work, like I had to get some work done, my kids had their video games and toys and were able to play in their seats while I got some work done for our companies and arrived refreshed versus stressed out from driving. Now, yes, there is an extra cost. People say it's expensive, but I would say the trade-off was I got to get work done and things done that I wouldn't have been able to do driving. So I think it pays for itself. But the Brightline train, when you arrive in Orlando, you end up at the airport, and we got a rental car, walked right out the door, got our rental car, got into it, headed over to the hotel, and it just made for a really relaxing start to that day, which could have been a stressful one because it was pouring rain the entire time that we were going through the train. So we didn't jet set through Florida. I don't think you can call it train setting, but we definitely used the slow travel train. Not slow travel train. We used the train to get there really fast and really enjoyed that very much. So shout out to Patrick. The Brightline experience was fantastic. And then we got to the Signia Hotel by Hilton. And, you know, usually I stay at the Disney Deluxe Resorts, and it's something that, you know, I value. I like staying in the Disney bubble, but they are expensive. They're not cheap hotels when you're staying at Animal Kingdom and Wilderness Lodge and the Polynesian and, you know, all these big name resorts that Disney has. But they were sold out because I booked this trip last minute. And so we ended up booking the Signia Hotel. And I got to say, I think it's a fantastic product. It's a great value. You're connected to the Waldorf Astoria property as well. It's connected by their banquet areas and their convention areas. But the Signia has a fantastic pool, great restaurants, awesome coffee shop. You didn't feel crowded at all. A lot of space to sit out in the lobbies. The rooms were excellent. I always judge it by the showers and where all the power outlets are, and they had everything dialed in great. You have views of the theme parks. You can see fireworks at night. So they did a great job at this hotel, and I really think it might be one of the best values. If you're traveling there and you can't get into one of the deluxe resorts, this would be a place I would go. The one thing that is a challenge, though, is getting to the parks. You know, I can become accustomed when you stay at these Disney theme parks, you get direct access, whether it's by there are buses that go directly to that theme park, or a boat that you get on that takes you there, or the monorail that takes you right there. The only thing I caution you on is if you take the bus, we got on it at, I think, 8:45 a.m. or 8:30 a.m., and we got to the park at 9:30. So it took 1 hour because they stop at the Waldorf, pick up the guests there, and then do stops at every single park. And the Hollywood Studios where we went was the last of the drop-offs. But, you know, other than that, make sure to check out Signia, a great property. They're starting to grow that brand. The Diplomat here in Fort Lauderdale is also now a Signia. So that brand is starting to pop up. It's their premier brand, just a level above Hilton, right below Conrad and Waldorf. I'm a fan for sure. I'm definitely going to be staying there again if I can't get into the resorts at a good price. I think this is a good place to stay. Now, once we got to the park, you know, I'm not going to talk about the theme parks and lightning lanes and all these things that you need once you're in the park. I may do a whole other show on that. I've learned, I've become a master, I'm a black belt now in the Disney trips and how to maximize the day and not feel stressed out. And one of the tips I will give you is if you're going for the full day, is to book an air-conditioned sit-down restaurant where they serve you. And we did that at the Brown Derby restaurant, which did a great job. The service is on point. They treat the kids great. You know, they're definitely trained with the Disney standards for making sure that families feel welcome. Even if we had to change things, like my son didn't like something, they changed it right away for something else. Didn't make an extra charge. They were quick and efficient. You know, the food isn't world class, but it was very good for a theme park, but it really breaks up the day. And just having that moment of great hospitality from the servers, the bartender, everyone, you know, taking care of the kids first, then the adults, really makes it a big difference when you're traveling with multiple generations. And if you'd like to do a full Disney show, let me know. I may have some Disney experts on. I've always wanted to learn more and more about the theme park business and how they really generate all their income. You know, we've talked to the former vice president of all the hotels on this podcast, and she gave me some insight, but I love to see like the whole setup of how everything goes. So, you know, that could be something fun that we do. But wrapping up, we took the train back home, dropped off, you know, we got in our rental, dropped it off, walked right onto the train, and we were home in just under 3.5 hours. No stress. Again, got work done. Kids were relaxing. Parents were walking around. My brother took a nap. Just a great way to travel and go up to the theme park. So, you know, it's really interesting to see when you have multi-generational travel, how easy it is now if you want to travel throughout Florida, because we can go from Miami to Fort Lauderdale to Palm Beach to Orlando, and I'm hoping they keep extending it over to Tampa like they want, and it just makes it really fun to be able to do all these things throughout the state where maybe you wouldn't have done it. So really is something to check out if you're traveling through Florida. Use that train, make a bunch of stops, check out different cities that maybe you wouldn't have explored when you were there. So that's it on the travel and the hotels and all the fun things that we did this weekend. Coupling up a couple things, I'm excited to announce, I think I can announce this today because it's coming out later today, is Baia is the project I've been working on for now, 2.5 years, almost 3 years, is our landscape resort, we call it, an upscale hotel located on a tropical fruit farm here just outside of Miami in the Redland area. We plan on opening next year and mid-year, so next summer. Where is our goal? But our website is now up today. So if you check it out, it's staybaia.com. That's staybaia.com. Staybaia.com. You can check out what we've been working on and what we've been creating. You can also sign up to become a VIP, which costs $50, but gets you 40% discounts when the rooms start booking. So it's a small investment to be able to get you a big discount once we start going live. And our rooms will be priced like a luxury hotel with great experiences. And we're starting to build out that team with people that have worked in luxury hotels. And it's just exciting to see how many people want to be involved and how many people want to stay. We already have over 14,000 followers on our Instagram page. And it's just sharing the renderings that we have from our architects. It's really exciting to see how this starts taking shape from an idea into a reality. That will be how Baia came to life, especially when we opened. So it's been a fun journey there. And then I talked about this last show, and now it's becoming a reality. A hospitality power breakfast. I put it out there, and over 100 of you wrote to me saying that you wanted to come. I was only planning on doing one time with 8 people, and I was shocked to see how many of you wanted to do this. I'm going to create a series of these, but the first breakfast will be 8 people. We do have a location. I want to give a big thank you to the Moor here in the Design District, which is a private social club, but it does have a hotel. So I'm excited to do it there in this beautiful room that they're going to provide to us. So I appreciate the invite from the Moor to host the first one at their location. And if you want to be a part of the next one, let me know. You can always reach me on LinkedIn or here in the comments below. And if this is your first time listening to the show, thank you. If you're a longtime listener, listen, your friends are going to enjoy this too. Make sure to send this over to them and hit subscribe. If you haven't left a review, that would mean the world to me. And as always, I appreciate you joining me. So until next episode, stay hospitable, everyone.